This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 7:48, Tuesday the 25th of May, and you're listening to The Morning Run. Now, according to the Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs Ministry, customers will now only be allowed to spend up to 2 hours at all retail premises, including shopping malls. The Minister, Dato' Sri Alexander Natalinggi, also said that the number of customers would be limited to one person per 4 square meters. He added that the number of employees at all retail, wholesale distribution premises and shopping malls, including the management, operations and support, will also be capped at 60%. Now, this comes after the weekend announcement on the tighter measures for MCO 3.0+. But we want to know what the impact will be of these tighter measures. So we have on the line with us Raymond Teo, Deputy President for the Malaysian Retail Association and also COO for Sogo Mall. Good morning, Raymond. Now, this is not the first time that the government has enforced this 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. rule. From your experience, how is this going to affect retailers and also the consumers?
I think it's okay to actually shorten the hours, because, you know, now we also want to enhance the and make the SOP stricter, right? So I think shopping hours is one of the ways to do it. So I feel there will be minimal impact actually on us retailers and also the consumers, because as it is now, you know, the people are also changing their shopping habits already, actually. I mean, because of the MCO and pandemic and rising number of cases, in fact, shoppers are shopping early. In fact, we can see at night also there's also less crowd already, you know, in the shopping malls and in the shops, see, and also on the streets.
What about the two-hour limitation? Is this practical and how can it be enforced, especially in shopping malls?
I mean, it's good, yes, to limit the shopping hours, you know. That's one way to, have stricter SOP. But then again, it's not easy to enforce, see. So what we will do is that, you know, of course, we'll put up notices at our entrance to inform customers. We'll make announcement over the PA, you know, on this time limitation. So to me, I think it's up to the individual consumer or shoppers. In fact, they have to be, you know, responsible to limit their own time, lah. And I think, to me, if you ask me now, I think this is also mainly academic now, because people also have sort of like, you know, they are more focused in what they want to buy. It's more destination, and they actually limit their time on their own already, actually, you know. We don't see like window shopping anymore.
Now, the government is looking to enforce the 40% work from home limits. Is this possible for retail?
No, it's possible for those like mid to big size. I think no issue to have the 60% workforce working in our premises. But I think we have to look at all those smaller companies, you know, where they have like maybe 2-3 employees. I think that will be very difficult for them to enforce this. So what I would ask for is, you know, maybe you set a minimum. For example, like this only will be applicable to those 10 employees and above.
Malls in the height list are still required to close immediately. What's the situation between like dealing with this, and has there been any interaction or engagement with the government?
Yeah, in fact, I've been also talking about this earlier when they first started to implement, because it actually caught us by surprise. What we asked for is engagement with actually the stakeholders, with us, the stakeholders. I mean, make us understand fully, you know, the methodology behind height, you know. I think it's a good thing. To me, I think it's a good thing. But only if we know, you know, the methodology behind, you know, we can, you know, be the one to help out also. I think no issue. So, but at least keep us informed, lah. Keep us informed. I think that's the most important thing, you know. So if we know how the height works, then we can also take the proactive step to sort of like curb the the spread.
So Raymond, what's your outlook on retailers moving forward, especially since we actually had a good start to 2021?
I mean, we have been recovering actually quite steadily, in fact, the last few months, right up to the beginning of this year. But unfortunately, the cases spiked, and now the business has slowed down again, see? And now we are looking at this, MCO 3+0+ stricter SOPs. So basically, the only thing I can hope for is, you know, for the cases to come down. And I think with stricter SOPs, I hope this will happen. And I think more importantly is that I think we have to speed up the vaccination process. You know, I think this is the only way. We need to reach the herd immunity as quickly as possible. Eh? I think this is the only way where we can bring the cases down. And with cases down, consumers will come out and shop again and our business will start to pick up again.
What kind of assistance has been effective in helping retailers? And what more would they need to help with the economic situation?
That's a good question. You know, the government has given quite a number of financial assistance, the main one being the WSP or the wage subsidy program. Then the landlords also have been helpful in giving like rental assistance, rental waivers and rebates, you know. Then we got discounts on electricity. Then the government also suspended the statutory contributions, you know, like the HRD, the, you know, EPF and so on, all those, and also the loan moratorium. So we hope all these assistance can be extended, you know, at least at the end of this year. See? Because even with the, you know, no lockdown, but then businesses has really, you know, suffered, you see. Sales has really gone down a lot because consumers are simply afraid to come out because with a high number of cases and with the new strains, people are just afraid to come out. And I think now they are more aware. And, you know, even like yesterday or even last few days, the government also have been, you know, encouraging people to stay home. You know, so these things all have affected footfall to the shopping malls.
So Raymond, I'm just curious, you know, what have the shopping trends been since the beginning of the month? Are people just really just focused on spending on essentials and maybe a little bit on home improvement?
Oh yes, definitely we see a big shift in terms of consumer habits. See? You're right. You're saying that, you know, essentials have increased, you know, and even what we saw is household products, for example, like cookware, kitchenware. I guess because they stay home a lot, work from home, so they cook more, you know. So even like those small electrical appliances, all this has gone up. And in terms of the fashion or the apparel side, we see there's a big shift from, you know, business wear to casual wear. And of course, the big shift is actually, you know, online. Online has really taken off, really.
But has the retailer been able to adapt to online well enough?
I think now it's a matter of circumstances, lah. Because online has always been there. You know, retailers has always also have their online, you know. But now with this current situation, I guess they have to, you know, focus more in this area and to, you know, develop even further, lah, on online platform, lah.
Thank you for your time. That was Raymond Teo, Deputy President for the Malaysian Retail Association and COO for Sogo Mall. Painting quite a dire picture for retailers, right? Because consumers are really staying at home, which is what they're supposed to do. But of course, that has a knock-on effect on shopping and all the players involved, be it the malls or even the retailers.
And I think the challenge is that the government doesn't seem to be helping much with respect to even helping them plan and prepare and anticipating all these lockdowns. So the sense I get is that the discussions,
engagements
were not really forthcoming initially.
Yeah, but this morning we were asking, and we still are asking on Twitter, do you think that the new MCO 3.0 SOPs on retail premises can help curb COVID-19 infections? And we had three options: yes, no, and not sure. And 83% say actually no, whilst only 8% say yes, and the balance are not sure.
It's an overwhelming percentage that are against this idea.
Yeah, it looks like Malaysians at the end of the day maybe perhaps think we are ready for some form of self-discipline. And I think also, you know, is it going to stop COVID-19 infections?
That's right. I think, okay, here's the question, right? Why are people not in favor of this? Is it A, because it's hard to monitor, where you can't even basically enforce it? That's one element I think people are talking about. And there's also that other element, which is, are retail premises the root cause of COVID infections? So that, I think, are the two main issues why people are so negative about this whole idea of these restrictions on retail premises.
Yeah, I think if you look at, I think some of the data that has come out suggests that malls actually contribute very, very insignificantly to infections. But I think the point is, are we ready for self-discipline? Okay, and that's called for on upon us, right? And I think, you know, the Malaysians, we have to step up. We have to do our bit. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.